they know it. When you surrender to the Lord, they know you. They know you are nice to them. And they'll follow you around. Sure will. Anything like that. They'll follow you around, and they just love you because you're good to them. See? You won't be harsh at them no more. You take these little children out of this later. Run out of the house the other day. Made me want to cry. She should have walked to the door and walked in there and said, "Children, don't stay in the house like this and play. Get outside to play. Or what are they doing? And don't do that no more. And you got to be strict in what you tell them. Tell them the truth. And they'll learn you too, and they'll love you for it. But if you holler and stomp at them all the time, well, it nerves them up. And they don't know which way to go and what to do about it, hardly. But if you'll be real nice to them, they'll heed more. They'll love you. And you'll love them, too. But this day and time, it just got so rough, so many rough ones, till it's bringing bad, what you call it, on the whole town. It's bad.
Yes.
I've known them here in this town. Out of them high jobs, man, the woman work, come in the weekends. Well, they don't work on Saturday, get everything done as much as they can. All right, and Sunday morning, they done dead for sleep. They set up late, and you know I've known them to turn them children out on the street. Yes, I have. I've known them to turn them out on the street, champagne net. And these little things would come all over town. They'd go every which way, you know, a little child would go every which way. And they just turn them out.
Don't seem to care.
No, they're just about dead for sleep, you know. And they just turn them out where there won't be no racket. Them little children lay down early in the night and go to sleep. And they get their sleep, all right? And whenever they get up then for daylight, they want to get up at daylight, and the parents got to sleep. They want to sleep late, and they're making so much racket until they run them out of there.
Yes, sir.
And shut the door. I've heard of that a lot of places in Bangor.
Yeah, you were talking about talking to your squirrels. You ever heard people, like if they're feeding pigs, say, "Yeah, piggy, 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 piggy," something like that?
Yeah. Yeah, call the pigs, and then they'll come.
How would they say that? Was it,
Well, some of them holler, "Pig, pig," loud, you know, that way. And some of them will talk low, calling pigs. And you can train them by beating on the trough. And they'll come from every direction to that trough when they hear that. They know you got something for them to eat.
What about chickens? What would they say to the chicken?
Well, they just call him by his right name, I reckon. Call him chicken, chicken, chicken. Yeah, they come. Yeah, they come.
You know that sound that a horse makes? What would you say it was doing?
When he blows his nose?
Or something like that.
Yeah, that's what they do.
So listen to that horse.
Snort.
Snort.
Yeah. Snort, blowing his nose.
is that the same thing as a whinny or whicker?
No, the whicker's different. He's got a squealing noise he makes when he whickers. Yeah, he don't do that. He just whickers.
What is that for? How does he feel when he's...
Well, that's to let his mate know, mostly.
Oh,
well, some of them will whicker, learn to whicker for feed, too. Get your attention. And then they see another horse, they answer. Then the other one will answer him back, not more like. They'll answer one another that way. And she'll whicker for a colt. Be in the other part of the pasture, and she whickers, that colt comes.